Coming up on Wednesday, September 27th, the Lorain County Senior Health Fair will take place at University Hospital's Avon. And here to get us some more details on that is Marnie Havis of Home Instead Senior Care. Good morning, Marnie. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
So next week on Wednesday, a lot of people coming out to get healthful information. Take us a little bit through this event. What can we expect if we come to that?
Well, we hope so. We expect over 200 people to attend, and it's a great health fair. Lots of resources, a number of vendors will be there, over 30. And it's really a way to be proactive with your health and your future. There will be vendors there such as non-medical, skilled nursing, elder law attorneys, independent and assisted living representatives from their communities, and hospice services.
Marnie, is this targeted for seniors or maybe children of seniors who think, you know, their parents are going to need some help pretty soon?
Yes, that's exactly right. We are welcoming the seniors to attend, but also adult children, neighbors. I mean, it's really for anyone, just so that they're equipped with the information and they have access to these resources. We're also offering health screenings, and they'll be afterward from 10 to noon is the actual fair itself, and then from noon to 1 is a light lunch and music bingo. So that will offer great prizes and just a lot of fun and a light lunch.
I imagine events like this have changed a bit over the years as we learn more and more about senior care, more options for seniors. What kind of things might people see now that perhaps they didn't see 10, 20 years ago?
Well, you're exactly right. I actually work for a non-medical home care agency, and I have adult children that come up to me and say, I wish I'd known about you 2 years ago when my mom had fallen ill, and I didn't know there was support out there that was available to me. So, and what we do is we can come into the home. It allows people to stay home a little bit longer instead of having to perhaps move out and into a skilled nursing facility. There does come a time for that, but in the meantime, a lot of people want to be able to stay home as long as they can, and they can have what we consider kind of an assisted living level of care in their own home. And then also with the hospice services, and we have a funeral director who'll be on site. They can do a lot of pre-planning ahead of time just so that they have all of this lined up and they're not panicking at the end when a crisis hits. You know, to be equipped with the information right out of the gate is best.
I was curious, what other kind of organizations are there? We talk about things related to sort of the health. I know that's the team. But what about other ways to assist or things that seniors can get involved with? Because sometimes it's not all maybe about the health part of it, but it's about being active. And there's organizations that can provide that maybe for seniors too.
Well, and now I think the independent livings and the assisted livings have changed so much. I mean, they're not the old school nursing homes that we once knew. I mean, there are a lot of opportunities where they open it up to the community and you can come in and play bingo or partake in some of their activities on site. And those locations and those communities will be there to share that information.
And I assume, too, this would be a setting in which it's really a no-pressure kind of situation. People simply come in and learn more about what there is out there.
Right. From 10 to noon, they can just come into the UH Avon Health Fitness Center, and they can just roam about and visit the vendors at their leisure. I mean, everyone will have tables set up. They'll have their literature available. They can talk to reps. They can even gather information and then contact them back later at maybe at a better time or a more private conversation if they wish to have that. But, yeah, it's just kind of like a big open house with lots of resources and lots of great people.
Who might you consider a senior? Where do we start that? Look, I'm 56, and these are things that there's maybe a moment in someone's life where they suddenly realize, I guess that's the category they're talking about. But, getting people there at any time, where do you fall on that? Or how delicately can you respond to that question?
Oh, my goodness. I guess 65 and older would be considered the senior, but the AARP, I think, is even sketching that back a little bit further, like the 50 and 55-year-olds. But really, I mean, we have, you know, people in their late 40s and 50s that are coming in just to get the information to be able to help their own parents. So really, anyone's welcome to attend.
Bruce, have you received anything in the mail from AARP?
Oh, I've been doing that since...
Okay, then you ought to go.
I've got a lot of things. They also have, you know, retirement luncheons that they send. I get a lot of mail that comes through things. Also, I'm a member of some sort of Sally Beauty Supply Club, too. So, Craig, you can't judge things, what I get in the mail, by how I need to act upon it. But obviously, this is an important thing for people to take part of. Lorain County Senior Health Fair, again, it's at University Hospitals, Avon, on Wednesday, September 27. You said it gets underway at 10 o'clock. Is there, like, a registration for anything, or is it just that's when it'll start?
Yeah, you just come in. Okay. It's a free event, and you just walk in anytime between 10 and noon. And then afterward is the light lunch and music bingo. So we hope to see everybody around 10-ish.
Sounds good. Marnie, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing details with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great. It's Marnie Havis with Home Instead Senior Care joining us this morning, talking about, again, the Lorain County Senior Health Fair coming up next Wednesday.